Today is Wednesday, March 20th. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift my hands towards your most holy place.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty. Desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season?
Today's reading comes from Psalm 28. To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with neighbors but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back on them what they deserve. Because they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord and what his hands have done, he will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Father, as I fast and pray and seek you, I cry out for your mercy and help. In the scriptures, I'm told that you are a God who is rich in mercy, full of compassion for me and for all that I long to see. Even now, I know that you are bending your heart and your goodness towards me. as I fast today, will you accept my bodily prayer for mercy and help in my places of need? Like a child, I lift up my hands to you, asking you to see me and respond. Help me to trust that you hear me, and that you, in your holiness and love, care. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
Hear my cry for mercy, as I call to you for help, as I lift my hands towards your most holy place.
Children will often reach towards those that they trust most. In safety and confidence, they will find a way to reach boldly, even if to the adult eye, it is dangerous to do so. Trust is what lives at the center of following you, Jesus. It is what I long to know in deeper ways as I reach boldly, even dangerously, for you in this season. Lord God, I yield to you this morning the need I feel to hold it all together. I yield my hopes and cries to you, and I surrender to the Father's love that is always searching for me. Now, as I enter this day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions. And regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at the sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.